Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. Public opinion means little when agendas are defined and driven by ideologues. But it does matter when those same ideologues are amplified by media to convey a grossly inaccurate picture of American values, particularly on an issue as loaded as reproductive rights. Pew Research recently released a compelling look at this issue, headlined America's Abortion Quandary. And I'm very pleased to welcome senior researcher Bashir Muhammad to State of Belief Radio again. Bashir, thanks for being back with us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Good. While the public rhetoric usually paints the issue in black and white, Pew found that most Americans recognized a need for access to abortion under some circumstances. Now, is that right?
Absolutely. One of the things that this analysis showed us is that most Americans don't have a sort of absolutist position with regard to abortion. They think there are situations in which abortion should be legal, but they're also open to a variety of restrictions. And, you know, they think that things like how long someone's been pregnant should be considered. They think that parental notifications are appropriate, but if a woman's health is in danger, the overwhelming majority of Americans think abortion should be legal. If the pregnancy is the result of rape, the overwhelming majority of Americans think the abortion should be legal. Mm-hmm. Early in a pregnancy, the balance of opinion is there are definitely more Americans by about a 2-to-1 margin that say abortion should be legal than to say that it should be illegal. So we see some real richness in this in public opinion on this, mm-hmm. that's often lost in a lot of the discussion.
Well, what are the numbers on legal in all cases versus illegal in all cases?
Well, the legal and illegal in all cases numbers are actually quite low. Only about 8% of the public says abortions should be illegal in all cases. There are no exceptions. And only about 19% of the public says abortion should be legal in all cases with no exceptions, which means that about 7 in 10 Americans, maybe a little more, believe that there are situations in which abortion should be legal and situations in which it should not be.
Hmm. I thought the Democrat-Republican numbers were very intriguing as well. What's important to know about that?
Well, I guess the sort of top line pattern we see is more or less what you'd expect if you've been following this for a little while, which is to say that Democrats tend to be more supportive of abortion rights, while Republicans tend to be more in favor of restricting abortion access. However, among both Democrats and Republicans, we do see the pattern that I mentioned overall, that most folks are still in that middle category. Mm-hmm. Most folks do see that there are situations where abortion should be legal and situations in which there should be restrictions. You can even look at people who say, for example, in general, abortion should be legal in all cases or legal in most cases. Most of those people say how far along a pregnancy is should be considered as a factor. Most of those people say that parental notifications would be appropriate if a minor is seeking an abortion, mm-hmm. that the provider should notify the parent before conducting it. On the other hand, you look at people who say abortion should be illegal in all or most cases, the plurality of those folks say that, well, if the woman's health is in danger, then it should be legal. And those folks are pretty evenly divided on whether if the pregnancy is the result of rape, the abortion should be legal. So even though they say, in general, we think it should be illegal, they say, well, but, you know, we need to, some of these situations are more complex.
Yeah. Huh. For those strictly opposed, in most cases, what were the valid grounds for abortion?
The most common ones were if the life or health of the woman is in danger. About 46% of those people said that it should definitely be legal. Another 27% said it depended in that situation, which is an interesting pattern we saw throughout, that on a variety of these questions, we allowed people to say that it depends. So we'd ask, you know, should it be legal? Should it be illegal? Or does it depend on, you know, other factors beyond what we've put into the question? And what we found is that on a lot of these questions, people really wanted that option, wanted to be able to say, okay, well, you've laid out the scenario in your question, but you didn't give me all the facts that I need to know to decide.
I was fascinated by the trend lines included in this report showing support and opposition levels since 1995 to the present. As a nation, we're almost exactly where we started, aren't we?
Yes. The overall pattern we've seen in public views on abortion is stability. We've seen the share of Americans who think abortion should be legal in all or most cases and who say it should be illegal in all or most cases is almost identical now as it was in 1995 when this question was first asked. Which isn't to say that there hasn't been some change. For example, we see there's a much clearer partisan alignment on these views than there was. So in 1995, there were significant shares of Democrats who would say that they think abortion should be illegal. And there were a significant share of Republicans that said abortion should be legal. And that's much less the case now. And so this sort of, there's been a lot of sort of partisan sorting, but public opinion overall is actually pretty similar. We got about 6 in 10 Americans saying abortion should be legal in all or most cases, about 4 in 10 saying it should be illegal in all or most cases. And again, when we say all or most, the majority of those folks are in that most category, which is to say that they think that there's room for some variation there.
Bashir, it's popular to point out that restrictions on reproductive rights tend to come from male lawmakers and judges. But your findings on the difference between men and women on abortion rights suggest that gender doesn't really matter. Expand on that if you can.
We found, and actually other polls have shown similar patterns, that views on whether abortion should be legal or not, and even, you know, views on the morality of abortion, which we asked separately, there aren't major differences by gender on this question. It isn't an issue of, well, men think that this is what should happen for abortion and women think this other thing. You know, some of this has to do with especially, say, among white evangelicals and other sort of religious groups, the extent to which views on abortion are linked to views on human life. And so if you say that you believe that human life begins at conception and abortion is murder, and that's what you believe, why would that vary by gender? Right? Like, if I take that position, which many do, that, like, no, this is a human being and we're talking about murdering a human being.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, well, okay, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Right. The difference is going to be on, you know, the extent to which people buy into that theology.
Yeah.
And so we don't see major gender differences in this poll on whether abortion should be legal, whether it should be moral, on whether human life begins at conception. There are big differences by religion and by other patterns. But that isn't to say that there isn't a gender story here. Women do report what you might say is being closer to the issue, which, again, isn't very surprising. They're more likely to say they've thought a lot about the issue. They're more likely to say that they personally know someone who has had an abortion. So while on the one hand, their views on the norms, on legality, on morality, are fairly similar, there's a different experience, and that definitely also comes through in the data.
What else is important to note about this survey at this time in American history?
I mean, I think you've covered a pretty good range of, you know, what is nearly a 100-page report. There's a lot, right?
Yeah.
I think if there were one point that's worth highlighting, and I think it ties into a topic that you explored recently in a previous conversation, mm-hmm. is the distinction that many Americans are very comfortable making between their moral views and their legal views.
Yeah.
About half of the public says that they think there are situations in which abortion's morally wrong, but nevertheless should be legal, where they'd say, well, I would never personally do it. However, I think that legally it shouldn't be restricted.
Bashir Muhammad is senior researcher at Pew Research. We'll link to the report, America's Abortion Quandary, from stateofbelief.com. Bashir, thank you for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available for stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Mm-hmm.